This is your freedom ritual. Visualize yourself in a place that you feel safe at. This could be a place that you either know in life or one that only exists in your imagination. Spend a few moments to do that. Okay, good. Now visualize a higher power in front of you. That could be your notion of God, maybe a spirit guide, maybe a guardian angel. Could also be your intuition, your higher self, maybe yourself in 10, 20 years where you have more wisdom. It could also be, well, anything that you feel is beyond yourself and whose wisdom you trust. Do that now. Good. Now do your induction prayer, your induction meditation. Say something along the lines of, "Dear Higher Power, I ask for your protection, guidance, support for this ritual in which I aim to free myself of everything that is not me, gain emotional freedom, spiritual freedom, physical freedom. Thank you." Now scan your body, become aware of your entire body. Go from head to toe very slowly. Good. Now pick a part of your body where you feel joy. Could be as small as just a little finger, or maybe it's a whole area in your body, and really let yourself experience that joy. And maybe there's a movement involved with it, maybe there's a sound. Don't push anything, don't force anything, but also don't suppress anything. And if there's no joy present, if you're in a difficult place, maybe find the part of your body that feels the least bad. And you'll see over time, you're going to feel more and more joy in your body as you do this ritual more often. Maybe you're noticing that this joy has a color, a shape. Maybe it's warm, cold, maybe light, maybe it pulses. Just really get in touch with it and see what movement wants to happen, if any movement at all, and what sound. Good. Stay with it for a little while longer. Okay. Now, let's get into maybe a more difficult emotion. Let's go for sadness. Now again, scan your body. Become very much aware of your body as much as you can. Again, this will get easier over time. And notice a part of your body where you feel sadness. Notice the shape, maybe color, size. And if you don't notice any sadness in your body, it's just because you're not aware of it. There's always all emotions contained within our bodies. So don't push it, just over time you'll become more and more aware and you'll see. And again, let yourself make a sound if there's sound there. Let yourself move if there's movement there. Do your best to not hide anything, not suppress anything, but also not push anything. Good. Stay with it for a little while longer. Okay, let's go back to joy. Again, become aware of your whole body and notice the joy. Really let yourself experience it. Again, see if there's a movement there. Maybe a sound. Maybe you want to jump up and down. Who knows? Just see whatever happens. And every single time you do this meditation, it's also possible that different things want to happen. So just go with that. Good. Now again, become aware of your whole body and see if there's anger somewhere. Notice what shape, color, size, it's throbbing, pulsing, warm, cold, light, heavy. Really feel it. And again, notice if there's a movement there, sound. You want to express it with as many senses of yourself. Be aware of all these emotions with as many senses as you can. Really get involved with it. Yeah, good. Keep going. You can do this with your eyes closed or open. For some people, closed eyes is easier because it's easier for them to be aware of their bodies. But either way is fine. In this one, if you really feel it strongly, you can take a yoga mat or a pillow or a bat and really beat your, maybe a pillow or your bed or a couch. Just obviously don't destroy anything. Or I guess if you really wanted to, you could also do that. If that feels cathartic. Let that movement, that sound come through. Maybe this also for some people, images come up, memories come up. Just let them be there. Just, you know, express them, experience them. And if your mind wanders, just say to yourself, oh well. Place your awareness back where you'd like it to be, which is on the body and this particular emotion. Good. Now go back to joy. Sometimes you might get stuck a little bit in one emotion. Just keep pendulating back and forth. Over time, you'll see all of that will resolve itself. And, you know, never push anything. You know, it gets to be too much, you can interrupt the meditation, the ritual. But I would recommend sticking with it because you really want to have a complete beginning and an end. You can just, maybe do it shorter. That's fine as well. If this is the end of it for you, you can just say, thank you for your support, love, and guidance. And this ritual is complete. Always make sure you thank the higher power that you have asked. It's like, you wouldn't ask somebody to come and then not say goodbye to them. So, treat that with a lot of respect. Okay? So go to joy. Notice where in your body is this joy. Again, if there's a movement, sound, you want to stomp your feet, jump a little bit, dance, whatever it is. Maybe there's nothing there. Only you know. Good. Now again, scan your whole body from top to bottom and see if there's somewhere in your body there's some fear. Maybe it's in your gut, in your chest. Some people have it in their heads or shoulders. You can notice what shape is it, color, what size, is it heavy, is it light? Okay, stay with it a little longer. Good. Now again, scan your whole body. Notice where the joy is. It may be in a different part of your body now. Maybe it's in several parts of your body. You can also be aware of several parts where the joy is residing. Maybe it gets bigger, maybe it gets smaller. Don't try to find any progression or have any agenda of what it should look like. What's important is that you are with what is. Is there a shape, color, size, light, heavy, dark, light, warm, cold? Good. Now go to joy. You can sometimes also repeat an emotion that feels right to you. This is obviously just a template, so you can customize it as much as you want. Okay, notice again if there's sound, stillness, movement, silence, whatever is there. Just do yourself a big favor by just allowing yourself to be with it. This is your time. It's your time to help free yourself. And over the long term, the very long term, maybe, it'll happen pretty quickly. Have a much freer life with a lot deeper experience of being alive. Okay, good. Stay with it a little bit longer. All right. Good job. Now go back to the higher power. Visualize yourself in a place you feel safe, a place that you know in your life, or maybe one that's just in your imagination. You know, really take your time, make it detailed. Notice that the overall picture, some specifics. Nice. Now go and visualize that higher power again. Somebody whose wisdom you trust, you feel protected by, safe with. Feel safe with them is very important, as much as you can. So again, say something along the lines of, "Dear higher power," whatever your name for your higher power is, "thank you for your support, guidance, protection, and love to support me in freeing myself, to express my full self, my true nature, who I really am at my core, and drop everything that is not essential. Thank you. And this ritual is now complete." Good, you did it. I recommend you do this 3 times a week. And, you know, once you get a little bit more familiar with it, you can do it maybe 5 days a week. Just see how you feel. If you feel like it's too much, obviously, you know, tone it down a little bit. If you feel like you're not really getting much out of it, do a little bit more. For some people, it takes a little while to really get in touch with their bodies. We have so many reasons why we're not in our body. So this will bring you back, and this will really release a lot of old fears, anger, shame, sadness. And you'll notice you'll be lighter, more joyful, more able to experience everything. Teacher of mine once said, "Your emotions are the colors of life." So I'll leave you with that. Okay. All the best to you. Lots of love.